Hello everyone, how are you guys? Hello my dear friends and Zabon Channels member. Yeah, I hope you're doing well. When you wanna listen to this, it's me again with another Let's Talk challenge. If you don't know what is a Let's Talk challenge, you know, cause yeah, you know, all the time just saying stuff. Maybe some people recently they just come into this forum and they do not have any idea what is this. So I think it's kind of very quick explanation that would be necessary, because maybe they're also having this feeling to have a participation to this challenge, so why not? It's kind of actually challenge, yeah, it's obvious from the name. And we try to, you know, when we talk into English, also recording our voice and share it with other guys, and the other guy listen to that voice. And in this case, when you listen to my voice, they have a, you know, actually is that cause increasing their confidence, cause they can see how much it sucks, you know, this voice, so I can do that better than this. Yeah, it's very great. But no, beside the killing part, it's very great if you wanna, I don't know, consider kind of improvement for your English skill, especially the speaking. Yeah, that's very great and awesome choice for you. Yeah, just do that, you know. I know that it's kind of scary, especially at the first, you know, people, maybe it's kind of they're freaking out from, you know, some judgment or I don't know what the hell is this, but at the first of everything, it's kind of very vaguely actually fear that's coming to your mind is totally stop you. Please don't listen to that stupid, or don't tension to that stupid fear. Just doing it. After that, you can see everything that would be very convenient, very comfortable, and you can do that, and you can see the real improvement for every single thing, not just English, but maybe English. It's a very great, you know, opportunity as a beginning of the kind of thing like this. It's kind of contagious when you do know something in a some category. It's actually I don't know. You can see also that's happening in different area. So that's really amazing. Why you, what the hell is wrong with you? You do not want to do that. Please do that. Yeah. It's another, actually, I want to explain what the another lesson that's related to the all ears English course. That's kind of conversation happened between, that just happened between Lindsay and Gabby. They're two English teachers, and they're talking about, you know, yeah, it's kind of, you know, let me think, what was that the topic? Yeah, I just remember. No, you know, I using this, what is this, you know? It's kind of filler word. Sometimes, you know, when we, you know, saying kind of word with a negative, actually, structure, maybe it's that cause we being in a very bad position. What's that mean? You know, it's kind of habit for some people, especially women. No, they're using the sorry, the word sorry, no, as a kind of filler word. And yeah, they're talking, it's not really great. It's not about the gender, you know, it's not about the, no, just women, just female doing that. No, it's happened between guys and, you know, the female. But mostly it just actually the female doing that, and it's kind of, you know, that's determined you being weak. Yeah, it's the weakness, you know, that just happen when people they wanna thinking about you. It's kind of very, very negative actually image that comes to their mind. So, you know, maybe if you also doing that, you have to really change yourself if the social interaction that would be important for you, and I'm pretty sure it is. Because yeah, we're living, if you are human, I'm pretty sure you are, because you listen to this and it's understandable for you, it's obvious. Yeah, we casually have a kind of interaction with people, and we have to really be careful about our attitude. And you know, maybe you're not sorry, just know you using that because it's become such a habit, but it's not, as I said, good habit. It's just a determined, I don't know, kind of weakness. Yeah, just change it. And what they're saying, it's a main idea about their conversation. Let me think, what was that? Okay, I cannot remember anything about that lesson. Just saying, do not say sorry, and they're actually talk about some example about that, you know. Yeah. You know, some people all of a sudden, you know, when the kind of clap. With very weak, actually, attitude, not weak attitude. I don't know, they're saying it's not cause kind of disrupting that just happened, you know, in the class, and it's not, it has a very, very bad and negative message, you know, for other people. Yeah, overall, I want to say, it's not good you talking about you actually using the sorry, you know, all the time in your conversation, when you want to be in a kind of conversation. In your speak, and yeah, maybe that would be better with saying in your speech. Yeah, speech, that's better in this case. Thank you so much. I don't know, for I think is that more, you know, I don't know what the hell is happening actually. I just summarize it to one sentence, do not say sorry. And yeah, it's lasted for 10 minutes. No, that lesson, I've just listened to that. They're talking about something else, but I don't know what was that. I cannot remember. I don't know for which reason exactly, but yeah, have fun. Thank you so much for listening. I wish the best for you guys. If you have any suggestion or anything, I'm really glad. I become glad actually if you send it for me. Bye for now.